Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 19th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. One project JLN is working on is taking all of our Open Outcry Traders History Project videos and turning them into podcasts. Last night, we published the second podcast in this series, which was the second video in the series, our interview with former Chicago Mercantile Exchange trader Jordan Melamed. This is a not-safe-for-work interview with the former trader who left Chicago to pursue his dream of becoming a filmmaker. Melamed, the son of former CME Chairman Emeritus Leo Melamed, is very forthcoming in the interview about his success and failures as a trader. This was one of the last interviews we shot in our CBOT building office before the pandemic. It was nice not to have to travel to Washington, D.C. for the CFTC's Technology Committee meeting yesterday, as I was dropped from membership from the committee when it was reestablished under the leadership of Commissioner Christy Goldsmith Romero. You can watch the video of yesterday's CFTC Technology Advisory Committee meeting on the CFTC's YouTube channel or with a link in today's newsletter. Russia attacked Odessa for the second night in a row, targeting Odessa's grain terminals and other key infrastructure to ship food to the rest of the world, the New York Times reports. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires has reached as far south in the U.S. as the Florida Panhandle, and Georgia and North Carolina saw smoky haze from the fires, the New York Times reports. The Biden administration has issued guidelines on mergers with a focus on technology companies that, quote, for the first time include a focus on digital platforms and how dominant companies can use their scale to harm future rivals, unquote, the New York Times reported. There is a bipartisan bill from two U.S. senators to ban U.S. lawmakers and executive branch members from owning stocks, the Wall Street Journal reports. Kirsten Gillibrand and Josh Hawley are set to introduce legislation to bar members of the federal executive branch and lawmakers from owning stock in individual companies as new polling shows broad public support for such a measure. Mutual funds and broad industry and index funds would be allowed. While we are on the subject, I have a conflict of interest to report. Yesterday, I bought some shares in the new Tune ETF from Clouty. My investment is less than $1,000 in total. This is the new music ETF created by David Uma, the young man that approached me and my team at FIA Expo a couple of years ago when he saw my daughter Catherine's MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity string backpack. David is a big fan of MarketsWiki and has used it to learn about the derivatives industry. He has launched an ETF that he says is an intersection of, quote, data, music, and finance. There is a story about Tune back on June 22nd titled, Tune, a music-focused ETF, debuts on the New York Stock Exchange, with the subheading, the exchange-traded fund contains 50 stocks spanning music and entertainment, including Universal Music, Warner Music, Spotify, and Disney. The Financial Times has a special report, National Security, with an explainer paragraph that says, U.S. export controls risk fueling Chinese innovation, plus defense chiefs fear running out of munitions, Western business helps Ukraine confront Russian cyber, competition and climate security, U.S. gains in energy transition, China's art of surprise. ICE Managing Director of Utility Markets Gordon Bennett and his son Finley's new video series, The Sustainability Sessions, have their own YouTube channel now, and episode 3 was just published. The episode is titled Net Zero in 90, episode 378. NFA's interns recently offered community service in Chicago and New York, spending an afternoon volunteering at the Knight Ministry in Chicago and New York's Common Pantry in New York, local organizations helping those in poverty. I see more of this kind of activity from different firms in the industry, empowering their interns to volunteer as part of their work experience. It is great to see. The invitation-only General Assembly and annual meeting of the World Federation of Exchanges will be September 19th to 21st in Bermuda, hosted by the Bermuda Stock Exchange. The annual meeting brings together leaders of global exchanges, regulatory authorities, buy-side executives, industry experts from academia, and members of the media for an in-depth discussion on major issues surrounding the exchange industry. This year's speakers include Edward T. Tilley, Chairman and CEO, Cboe Global Markets, and Chairman of the World Federation of Exchanges, Summer Mersinger and Kristen N. Johnson, Commissioners of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and Nandini Sukumar, CEO of the World Federation of Exchanges. The venue is the Hamilton Princess and Beach Club in Bermuda. You can learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were New Zero-Day Options Trend is Captivating Investors. The second, first ETF with 100% protection against losses launches in U.S. And lastly, Goldman Sachs shares 21 ETF option trades to make, including 3 it expects to return more than 500% amid one of the most attractive options environments it's seen in 27 years. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the podcast I referenced earlier. Jordan Melamed, Open Outcry Traders History Project podcast. Jordan Melamed is a former trader at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and a filmmaker. He is the son of CME Chairman Emeritus Leo Melamed. He followed his father's footsteps to the trading floor of the CME. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CoinDesk. The headline, GOP lawmakers suggest Gensler's SEC is gaming news cycle to thwart crypto legislation. Two Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives criticized the Securities and Exchange Commission's SEC approach to regulating cryptocurrency and suggested the regulators' actions were timed to overshadow and undermine efforts to write comprehensive legislation. Quote, while Congress works to close regulatory gaps, the SEC has opted to regulate by enforcement, unquote, Representatives French Hill, Republican of Arkansas, and Dusty Johnson, Republican of South Dakota, wrote in a letter sent Wednesday to the commission's chairman, Gary Gensler. My comment. Gary Gensler is the most media-savvy or has the most media-savvy team of any SEC chairman I have seen. I am shocked a congressman would accuse him of gaming the news cycle. LOL. Here's a story from the Financial Times. AI hits the music industry. Ludo Hunter Tilney talks us through the implications of AI-generated music and the reaction from the industry. Note, we want to be clear that this episode, it's a podcast, does include material that has been generated by Financial Times journalists using AI tools. We've done it to illustrate just how much AI is influencing the music industry. AI has arrived in the music world, and the industry is being forced to wrangle with it. The technology is now sophisticated enough to create entirely new deepfake songs. This year, millions of fake covers and songs that clone the voices of musical artists have appeared online. The FT's pop critic Ludo Hunter Tilney has fallen down a wormhole to make sense of how these programs work. He actually made a song of his own, an original fake song in the style of Tom Waits. He plays it for us, and it's pretty bad. My comment. JLN used AI to change the voice of an interview subject who misspoke and said millions rather than billions by training the AI service in his voice using audio from the service. We were able to seamlessly produce the word without a problem. Here they produced whole songs. Here's a story from DL News. Meeting Gensler's demand, how one crypto exchange took the long, complicated route to register with the SEC. 3.5 years, countless meetings, legal fees, filings, more meetings, and a fortuitous acquisition. That's what it took for Carlos Domingo to comply with Gary Gensler's wishes, and he's still not done. Domingo, the CEO of transfer agent and broker-dealer Securitize Inc., is one of the few crypto executives to register his company with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, and hew to the demand that has driven the most intense regulatory crackdown in the crypto industry's history. My comment. Playing by the rules is difficult and costly. Not playing by the rules is even more difficult and even more costly. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story Tuesday was DRW's Don Wilson asked almost $7 million for Wicker Park House from Crane Chicago Business. Second was Acuity's announcement of the derivatives industry Christmas dinner organized by Acuity with all the profits going to GoHarmic. Third was new zero-day options trend is captivating investors. A CNBC video interview with CBOE CEO Ed Tilly. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Barron's. The headline, Preventing the Rising Threat of Financial Fraud. Corporations and banks have boosted their security infrastructure and employee training to avoid getting hit by financial fraud, including cybercrime, but individuals and families are less prepared and, as a result, are a softer target for criminals. They're not giving due consideration to the scores of ways they're vulnerable and fraud can happen, says Mona Manaha, head of personal CFO services for Galler, an independent multifamily office firm. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, In London, New York, and Paris, a giant office bet is going wrong. A trip to the restaurant that sits atop the number one poultry office in London's financial district is a chance to experience firsthand the tale of two cities that's upending the commercial real estate market. From the vantage point of Coque d'Argent, you can gaze out at a forest of new skyscrapers that developers hope will bring in big rents and even bigger prices. For the South Korean owners of the older WeWork-occupied building below, the future looks far bleaker. And then lastly, here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, How Dubai Became the New Geneva for Russian Oil Trade. When Switzerland joined sanctions against Moscow, a chunk of the world's oil trade relocated to the Middle East. Some predict it will stay there. For decades, the lakeside city of Geneva was home to many of the traders who sold Russia's oil to consumers around the world. But since Switzerland joined the embargo imposed on Moscow following its invasion of Ukraine, much of that trade has shifted to Dubai and other cities in the United Arab Emirates. Companies registered in the small Gulf state bought at least 39 million tons of Russian oil worth more than $17 billion between January and April, around a third of the country's exports declared to customs during that period, according to Russian customs documentation analyzed by the Financial Times. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, You can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.